Obviously, your pass rush was super productive yesterday. What do you think went better in that regard than it has in the past weeks?
I mean, every game's different. I understand your need to compare, but as far as from one week to the next, I mean, you're always trying to emphasize and improve. I just thought we did a really good job with the one-on-ones, particularly, in the four-man rush. It gave us the ability to rush four. The NASCAR package was extremely productive, so we performed at a very high level yesterday in that area.
What is Aaron actually allowed to do and cleared to do at practice?
Well, he's trial return, and just like everybody, just not that. I mean, I go through this every time. A player comes off an injury, you either go down and you're in the rehab group, and then once you get out of the rehab group, you're trial return, so you're allowed to do limited reps in the practice. And then once you are medically cleared, then you are full for practice. So he will be trial return this week.
Mike, he's not – I understand all your players are important, but he's not exactly, an average player.
I never said he was an average player, and there is no such thing as average players in the National Football League. Get that right.
Great
all right.
Moments and great players.
He's in trial return. I mean, that's the status that he's in. He's not medically cleared.
When a quarterback is in that, what kind of things can he like? Can he run the scout team?
Correct. I mean, they wear red shirts, so obviously scout team work is something that he will do. Obviously, the drill work. And it's important for him to fill the pass rush and get acclimated. We'll be in, we won't be in pads on Wednesday, but we will be in padded practice on Thursday. So you have to make sure you identify exactly what you want to get done there. So, and that's why we call it trial return, because he's not cut loose to go full practice where he's able to do everything.
And he'll be trial return all week, because you're not going to scan him until next week, so there's no.
He'll be trial return this week. Yes, I mean the medical clearance will not be an option until next week.
Mike, at the risk of comparing, Sean Payton came in here a couple weeks ago, or over a month ago now, and ran a lot of screens on you guys, and really set a template as far as using the running back in the screen game. And it looked like you guys really improved as the game went on, defending traditional screens. But that slip screen on the outside is giving you real problems. What can you do to kind of mitigate and lessen that damage that they're doing?
Well, no excuses. But, I'll say this. The first third nine, I mean, you can't have a quarterback hitch the football and then throw a field screen, because your lineman can't stay within the one-yard clearance. So, we were put in some tough spots where the linemen were downfield on our guys quicker. Something we clearly work on. We have it. It's been tagged in some of our calls. So, way too much production yesterday against the Buccaneers. It was clearly evident, and something that we reviewed in the coaching, in the coaches' review. So we need to do a better job. We're working on it. There's obviously screens are good versus particular fire zone coverages and things like that. And it's just like anything. Every play call, whether it's an offensive call or a defensive call, there's a stress point. So you're trying to stress the defense with the scheme, no different from the other side. But at the end of the day, it comes down to fundamentals. So whoever's matched on the back or, you have to play with more awareness and technique. We had the one, I know there was a different action where, our linebacker, bit and then played the screen. So he was out leveraged there. So that's, the instincts, awareness, and those are the things you always work on in football.
Mike, have you been able to reach out to Ben McAdoo today and just your thoughts on how quickly things kind of happened there?
Well, I mean, obviously Ben McAdoo situation is personal, and I just can't say, enough about him as a man, as a husband, as a father, and as a friend. So, and that's really where my focus is, based on what goes on in other organizations. I don't have an opinion, so I just focus on his well-being.
Would you like Morgan at the start position this week?
I thought he played well. I mean, I mean, he wears so many hats in our defense. I mean, he goes from, calling a defense, obviously playing both safety positions, playing inside the linebacker position. It's a big step to go out there, particularly certain matchups. So, but I thought he played very well.
What do you think you potentially have in Aaron and you always talk about a 1-2 punch. What do you think you really might have something here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think you got two young running backs that are very instinctive runners. They're vertical runners. You know, they don't waste time. You don't see them dancing in the hole. They do a great job accelerating color and hitting the crease. Jamal's done an excellent job handling the workload that he's had to handle here the last 3 weeks. And you can see the impact that Aaron makes, just put him in the game, obviously, there at the last play. But, you know, what you like about them is, you know, their styles are different. You know, they're different paces to them. And I think any time you can have runners, you know, and I always look at running backs two different ways. You have big little runners, and then you have plus four runners. And in the vertical body lean, you know, don't waste any time. You know, obviously, offensive line really likes to block for those kind of guys because they know they're hitting the crease. It makes them play faster. So, but I think definitely those two guys have a chance to be an excellent 1-2 punch. But, I mean, don't forget about Devontae Mays also. I mean, he looks really good in practice, and he's just getting ready for his opportunity.
Mike, this week, maybe a little bit unusual. I mean, you got Aaron practicing. Obviously, you know he can't play. Playing a team that hasn't won a game. Do you have to make sure with all those things that, you know, you guys treat this as a normal week of preparation and you can't let those things enter in?
I hope so. I hope we don't have to worry about it. But it's a good point. It'll be addressed. We need to win the game. You know, we're 6-6, so we need to be 7 wins when we get on that plane coming back from Cleveland. Nothing else matters. So we're excited Aaron's out there. It was big for him to be out there Saturday. Probably not as much for the team, but for him to get out there and to be a part of it and get back at it and be on the practice field. I mean, that was a very good thing for what we accomplished. This week will be another step for him. But at the end of the day, you know, offensively, we need to do some things better than we did yesterday. Clearly, you know, we got to get the passing game clicking. We got some things we've definitely got to clean up, particularly in the drop back. I didn't like what we got out of the action game either. So, you know, that's what we're talking about tonight and tomorrow. And Brett did some really good things, especially at critical time. You know, the most important time of the game, he played his best football, and that says a lot about him. And defensively. You know, I didn't see our run defense. I was a little surprised by their ability to run the football on us. So we got to be a lot better there. We improved in a pass rush, but we got to get the run defense back where it's at. And I thought special teams probably played our best game of the year. We had a couple opportunities in the return game that are there. Trevor's doing a heck of a job. You know, I want to see him take a step. So just as I said yesterday, when you win as many different ways as you know, as we've had to win this year, you're a better football team as moving forward. And, you know, that's we have to be. I know the excitement about Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, just our defense needs to play better. You know, our special teams needs to play better. You know, our offensive needs to play better going into the Cleveland game. So we need to win the game and continue to prove. It's winter football. It should be a winter day up there in Cleveland on the lake with the wind and so forth. So we need to prepare and make sure we're ready to go win that game.
Mike, what's it like to coach Brett this week after a win, even though maybe things didn't, mm-hmm. he wasn't as productive as you wanted, versus when you're losing games and you're trying to keep his confidence up?
Well, I'll say this about Brett. He was in there today. You know, him and Alex Van Pelt went through the graded tape, and he wants to win. And just to see his excitement after the game, you know, it's about winning for him. He knows that he has things that he'll continue to work on and will improve. But he's been around. I mean, this is his third season. He knows how hard it is to win in December and how important these games are. So we're going to get him ready. We're going to do a good job and make sure he gets what he needs on Sunday to be productive. But that kid's all about winning.
Two more, please.
Do you have to find a way to get Randall Cobb the ball?
Well, we got to find, first of all, we got to be more productive. I mean, this is, you know, I feel like this is a little bit, like we've had a couple games this year. When you're in the 50s, anytime you pick up the call, you know, the sheet and your total plays is 52 or 51, the other team's 75, your perimeter group's not happy. So you could say what you want. It's we need to get away from the three and outs. We had too many three and outs here, especially in the third quarter. You know, we're not creating enough opportunities for our perimeter guys. The run game, I'm pleased with the way we're running the football. But we have to convert more third downs and create more opportunities. We need to get off the field. On the other side of it, we got to get off the field. You know, we weren't very good on defense on third down. So the time of possession was lopsided, and, you know, you could look at it, you could look at it either way you want. But, you know, the offense has to possess the ball more, and the defense has to get off the field on third down. So, and that's, you know, that's what we're focused on.
Is it more challenging in season to work on things that you have to improve on in the passing game, especially the quarterback spot? I mean, something like pocket presence, keeping your eyes up, not looking at the rush, not escaping pockets that don't need escaping. Is that harder in season? I mean, obviously that's stuff you're going to drill in the summer in camp. But in season, you only got so much time. You only get two or three practices before it's time to get in. I'm not playing and get to Cleveland. How much of a challenge is that to work on things that have to improve that have clearly played?
Oh, I think, not that I agree with everything in your statement, but the fact of the matter is you can practice only so long on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So with that, we'll do that. You have the opportunity to do so many, so many reps in a team drill, so many reps in a pass under pressure drill. You have individual drills that you can do before and after practice. We do those. We still do our quarterback drills during special teams. So we work that. But at the end of the day, too, you can overwork a guy and he ends up tweaking his hamstring. So, I mean, you got to make sure you protect your players from that also.
Mike, you said you got to get on the plane with seven wins. You know, us out here, we're looking, well, what did Atlanta do? What did Seattle do? What did Carolina do? Do any scoreboard watching right now? Is it natural to do that? I mean, it doesn't change your preparation, but do you look at all, or are you able to block that out?
I really do. I mean, frankly, it doesn't matter. Cause, I mean, we're at six losses. History will tell you if you don't get the 10 wins and I practice what I preach, you don't even talk about that stuff till you get the 10 wins. So we won't, you know, hopefully have that opportunity to talk about it till New Year's Eve. Yeah, because it everything else doesn't matter. So we have to get to seven wins, and you know we're wasting time, energy. You know, we'll let you guys, you know, talk about all that stuff and write about it. But it's, you know, we need to focus on win number seven.